Which Anucheta are we up to? 56? Up to this point, we were looking at the nature of the jiva as a sample of the supreme truth. That's the vyashti, or individual viewpoint, looking at the finite individual. Now, another way of beginning to understand the supreme truth is to look at the whole universe as his expansion. That's called samashti, the whole thing. And the creation of the universe is a major topic of the Bhagavatam. So Jiva Goswami looks at the listing, the definition, listing and definition of the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam. First, the earlier listing given in the second canto of 10 topics. Atrasargo visargas chastanam poshanam utayaha manvantaresh anukata nirodo muktir ashrayaha. Those are the 10 topics. Creation, primary creation, secondary creation, general maintenance, special sustenance, protection of devotees, the impetuses or the motivations for material work, the manvantaras, which include the pastimes that of the Lord, who Lord forms of the Lord who appear as special avatars in each manvantara, ishanukata, narrations about the activities of the Lord and of his devotees. And then there's annihilation, and liberation is listed separately. And the shelter, ashraya, the supreme truth. The first 9 topics are discussed in order to help us understand the 10th topic, the ashraya. Then Jiva Goswami discusses, with the help of Sridhar Swami, and with the help of Shukadev Goswami in the second canto, what are the definitions of each of those 10 topics. That just follows the Bhagavatam and Sridhar Swami's commentary on the Bhagavatam. Then we get to the 10th topic, the ashraya, which is the absolute truth. It's that from which is derived both the visible manifestation and the annihilation of the same. And we perceive the visible world and we perceive its annihilation by the power of that ashraya. So that from which come and are perceived by us the creation and annihilation. That is the ashraya, the shelter, the supreme truth, Brahman, which can also be known as Paramatma. There are other conceptions of the elementary foundations of creation. In fact, there's the concept of the three persons, the adhyatmika person, the adhidaivika person, and the adhibhautika person. The soul, the demigods, and the material body. But none of those three can be the actual shelter because they're dependent on one another. They're not independent. The absolute truth, the real shelter, the ultimate shelter, is the knower of all three and the independent support of all three. The living entity may know much about his material existence, but he still fails to know the supreme truth, who is his ultimate support. Even if he becomes self-realized, he'll never completely know the supreme truth. And then we want to establish sambandha. This is the prime business of the first four sandarbhas, and the first sandarbha is meant to define that in basic terms. Sambandha, meaning how the book, Bhagavatam, actually describes the absolute truth. So, therefore, the second list of the 10 topics given in the 12th canto is brought in for further elaboration. It's mentioned that a Purana may have only 5 topics, then it's a less important Purana. Mahapuranas should have 10. And even though there are traditionally 18 Mahapuranas, there are 18 major Puranas. They're listed in the Bhagavatam itself. They're listed in other Puranas. They're called Mahapuranas, but strictly speaking, or properly speaking, Jiva Goswami explains only the Bhagavatam is truly a Mahapurana, because all 10 topics are thoroughly, completely, systematically discussed in the Bhagavatam, and not so much completely and systematically in the other so-called Mahapuranas. Especially the Ashraya, the absolute truth, is correctly identified and presented most fully only in the Bhagavatam. Then some discussion about whether there's one topic for each canto. You could assign 10 topics to the cantos beginning with the third, counting the first two just as introduction. But that idea is rejected. And actually, for the most part, all the topics can be found in all the cantos. There are some special places, some focus in some of the cantos on special topics, but mostly all the topics are discussed everywhere. And the definitions of these 10 topics from the second list is discussed again. Understanding these definitions clarifies our introductory generic understanding of what the absolute truth is. And that's basically it. Tattva Sandarbha. I think we move on to the second Sandarbha.